Lakes 101.5. It's time for today's good news story of the day, brought to you by Northeast Delta Dental. Summertime is here, and I have got Nicole and Dr. Josh, who both work for Concord Hospital Health Systems in the emergency department. We're talking about summertime today because you guys are amazing and we like you a lot, but we don't want to come see you this summer. So give us some tips on how we can stay safe this bike week and all summer long to stay out of the emergency department.
My top tip for motorcycle week is to ride your own ride. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big groups and a lot of big happenings out there. And just enjoy your time up here in the Lakes region and all the fun events. Take your time, enjoy the journey. And the intersections are the big problems. So really approaching these slow. And for the cars out there, enjoy the scenery of the motorcycles. Look twice. You don't want to miss any. And, you know, if everybody takes it easy, enjoys their ride, then they're going to have a great time.
Whatever you're driving, just be safe, drive smart, and be courteous. There are different types of incidents that get people into the ED. Let me just fast track these and see if we should go to ED or walk-in.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
Bee sting.
Bee sting that's localized, so meaning that it's in the one spot of the sting.
Mm-hmm.
That's walk-in.
Walk-in.
If you're having any swelling, especially up around your mouth, having trouble with breathing at all, feeling lightheaded, feeling like you're
any GI
vomit,
upset,
right,
yeah,
then come see us in the emergency department. And if you've had issues before, go ahead and call 911 so Nicole will come get you.
Okay. She scoop you up and take you in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bad picnic food.
Urgent care.
Yeah, I would say starting with the walk-in, and most of these are what we call self-limiting. So kind of giving it a little time, you know, working on just trying to sip some fluids, then, you know, these are usually kind of self-resolved. But if things aren't turning around, you know, coming to walk-in, or if it's been a while, you know, come in the emergency department.
All right. Twisted ankle.
That's a good walk-in spot.
If the bone is sticking out, though, ER.
If the bone is sticking out, I am calling you.
Yeah, right. If it doesn't look like an ankle anymore.
Yeah. And of course, these are all contingent. If you're having trouble breathing, things like that, those are obviously 911. Go directly to the ED. Head injury.
Head injuries are a little tricky. I think if it's, you know, you're feeling well, there wasn't any, you know, nobody got knocked out, no loss of consciousness, then, you know, stop by urgent care, a walk-in. If somebody's lost consciousness, not acting right, having bad headache or vomiting, then they definitely need to come see us in the emergency department.
Or if you're on anything to thin your blood.
Heat exhaustion or heat stroke?
Those are usually going to be best for the emergency department. The big thing is cooling off, getting out of the sun, you know, trying to work some fluids down. But if that's not working, then the emergency department's going to be the spot.
I want to thank Dr. Josh Morrison and Nurse Nicole for coming in. And you can see them professionally at Concord Hospital Health Systems in either Laconia or in Franklin. Thanks for coming in. And hopefully we won't see you professionally this summer. That is today's good news story of the day. You got a good news story? Email it to me, Heather at lakes1015.com.